You're listening to Group Travel Radio. Welcome to Group Travel Radio. I'm Stevie G.
And I'm Jim Delaman.
Today is Monday, March 25th. Join us as we take a look at what is going on in the group travel world during this weekly update. Group Travel Radio is produced by Group Travel Odyssey, flexible cloud-based software and service to manage group travel seamlessly. The U.S. Department of Transportation has announced that they will be taking a closer look at how 10 of the most significant airlines in the U.S. are handling passenger data. American, Delta, United, Southwest, Alaska, JetBlue, Spirit, Frontier, Hawaiian, and Allegiant are the airlines being reviewed by the DOT to determine if airlines are lawfully gathering, utilizing, and protecting passenger data, as well as whether they are unfairly profiting from or disclosing it to outside parties. This investigation's findings may result in new laws, enforcement procedures, and regular evaluations to guarantee that privacy policies are being followed.
United Airlines is now allowing its Mileage Plus members to combine their frequent flyer points into shared accounts. We're always looking for new ways to provide the most value to all of our loyal members and are proud to be the first major U.S. airline to allow our members to pool their miles with their loved ones and friends, said Luke Bondar, COO of Mileage Plus. Participants can pool Mileage Plus points by choosing a group leader who can create the group while logged into their United.com account.
The Federal Aviation Administration, National Transportation Safety Board, and other leaders within the airline industry have recently been vocal about how flying is still one of the safest forms of transportation in reaction to recent aviation incidents. Michael Whitaker, head of the FAA, appeared on NBC's Nightly News saying, "The system is safe. It's still the safest way to travel, but we are working vigilantly to make sure it stays that way." NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy posted on X to highlight aviation safety statistics versus fatalities caused by car accidents. Despite some recent safety mishaps, recent polls suggest that U.S. travelers still find traveling by air to be safe. Some good news for Whitaker, Homendy, and other top airline officials.
Philadelphia International Airport is testing a brand new handheld language translation tool. These gadgets facilitate contact with non-English-speaking tourists by translating spoken words into 83 different languages and showing the translation on a screen. Both TSA agents and travelers can speak into the gadget, and the device then audibly repeats the message in the chosen language, guaranteeing clarity throughout security checks. This new technology seeks to improve the experience for foreign travelers and people with visual or hearing disabilities at checkpoints.
This past Wednesday, the U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly approved a bill that would force the parent company of TikTok to either sell the well-known video app to non-Chinese owners within 6 months or face having it banned from the country. A ban could have a big impact on the travel sector, which has come to rely more and more on TikTok's extensive audience to promote vacation destinations and experiences. Some of the top travel businesses with substantial TikTok followers are Booking.com with 1.2 million followers. Expedia and Trip.com both have 1.5 million followers. And Ryanair has a whopping 2.2 million followers.
Things got a little too hot this past Saturday when Carnival Freedom cruise ship caught fire near the Bahamas. The possibility that a lightning strike ignited the fire was mentioned by eyewitnesses and is presently being looked into. The crew was able to control and put out the fire, which started in the ship's exhaust funnel, without any passengers being hurt. The Carnival Freedom's funnel has caught fire twice in the last 2 years, which has raised questions regarding operational procedures and safety.
Group Travel Odyssey has a brand new blog about exploring the world with limited mobility and how group travel planners can be aware and accommodating to some of the challenges that travelers with limited mobility encounter during their travels. We've got this blog linked in the show notes, so be sure to give it a read.
And before we go, today is International Waffle Day, a custom that began in Sweden and has since spread throughout the world. Today, we honor the delicious waffle, a delicacy that is cherished in many cultures. Waffle fans can have their favorite dessert on this day, whether it's topped with syrup, fruit, or even chocolate.
Well, that's going to do it for this weekly update. Don't forget to follow Group Travel Radio on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And thanks for tuning in today.